The Starbucks coffee shops that many people pass every day or stop at every day are seeking to become the largest record stores around. Yesterday in Seattle, the coffee giant rolled out its music media bars. Those are individual computer workstations where customers can listen to music and then create and burn customized CDs. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Starbucks is no stranger to music. In 1999, it acquired a music catalog company, and for years, the coffee giant has been producing and selling its own CDs. 4 weeks ago, Starbucks launched the Ray Charles album, Genius Loves Company. Starbucks chairman Howard Schultz says the CD quickly made it to the top 10 on the charts.
Pretty incredible for a coffee company, and pretty incredible when you consider the fact that it had no radio play. But it demonstrates the power of the Starbucks brand and the fact that there's such a huge market for people to discover music once again.
So let's start by hitting the home thing up in the upper left so that you can.
Starbucks Vice President Don McKinnon shows off the new touch sensitive PC, loaded with more than 150,000 searchable titles. We begin with an album from Squeeze.
So you just touch the album and it opens up. You could listen to any song on the album, the whole song. What song do you like? Pulling Muscles from the Shell?
Sure.
Let's hit that. So just hit the plus sign, and the song will gather itself up and fly into your CD.
They do it down on canvases, they do it at my PC.
If you're looking for different genres, anything from hip-hop to classical to Broadway, you simply search by category, artist, or title. Custom CDs, complete with a printed song list and a label and title of your choice, are ready in about 4 minutes. The cost is roughly $9 for the first 7 songs, 99 cents for each one after that. Downloaded music is still a tiny part of the overall industry, but it's growing rapidly. Forrester Research predicts that by the year 2008, about one-third of all music sales will be digital. Much of it, especially by young people, will be done at home. Indeed, just about everything you can do at Starbucks you can already do using the internet, though it will take a bit longer. Some analysts believe that the company might have a tough time persuading people who go to Starbucks for a coffee to sit down and buy an album. But at the same time, they acknowledge that Starbucks might reach customers who wouldn't go to a music store or buy music online. Dan Guyman, a securities analyst at McAdams Wright Reagan, generally likes the Starbucks venture, but he acknowledges that the profit projections are a bit squishy.
There aren't any targets from the company in that respect. I don't know that the margins on the business itself are going to be quite what they are on the existing business. You know, I think there are a lot of question marks down the road, and I think right now they're very early in terms of rolling this out, and I think you're going to see some iterations down the road.
Starbucks plans to introduce music bars nationwide, beginning with 15 stores in Seattle and 30 in Austin by the end of the month. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.